Wow, it's that time already. Only a week to go. Do you know who's going to win? I certainly don't. But maybe if I talk to myself enough, I might be able to find out. Hello and welcome to De Vogels van Holland podcast.
Why can't this moment last forever? Tonight, eternity's an open door. No, don't ever stop doing the things you do. Don't go. And every breath I take, I'm breathing.
Loreen there, last year's Eurovision winner. I think it's quite fair to say we kind of knew she was going to win. This year, I'm not so sure. Many thanks to everybody who listened to myself and Mr. Joppa Jed on the Shite or All Right podcasts. For those of you who didn't know, we ended up voting unanimously for Montenegro to win. Like that's going to happen. Actually, do you know, if that did happen, I think I might have a heart attack. Just because that would be so epic. Anyway, I'm letting myself get away with it. That was our favourite. However, that was kind of the winner because it was randomly put into different heats and that kind of thing. However, in Eurovision, it ain't like that. Oh, maybe they should get me to make the rules up. I don't know. So what I've done is I have looked at the two semi-finals, and I have segregated the scores into two semi-finals, and I'm hoping that we get a top 10 from each one, because of course the top 10 from each semi-final goes through to the final. Now, the two semis are slightly unbalanced. That's the word. Yeah, I'm just talking about me, unbalanced. So Daisy, my computer's gone mad. I'm just having a look at the semi-finals. So semi-final one has got 16 and semi-final two has 17. You only have to be in the top 10. So that's not, you know, when it was one semi-final and it was like 10 from 20 odd, that was quite hard. You only have to have six or seven songs worse than you. And that makes it feel quite easy in a way. You've just got to have those songs worse than you, and then you'll go through to the final. Now, I will talk about draw later, because that's kind of like another point extra that I need to go through. So let's go through semi-final one. So in order, it is Austria, Estonia, Slovenia, Croatia, Denmark, Russia, Ukraine, Netherlands, Montenegro, Lithuania, Belarus, Moldova, Ireland, Cyprus, Belgium, Serbia. Now, taking those 16 into account and putting them over to one side of my little sheet here, luckily for me, we have a top 10. We have a clear top 10. And in order, it's Montenegro, Denmark, Netherlands, Serbia, Slovenia, Croatia, Lithuania, Ireland, Ukraine, and just sneaking in there, Belgium. That means that, according to the Shaito All Right panel, Moldova, Cyprus, Austria, Belarus, Estonia, and Russia will be missing out. Okay, gulp. If that is the 10 songs, if that actually ends up being the 10 songs who have qualified, man, I will be so happy. Not just because it'll mean we're bloody brilliant at our job. It'll also mean that actually those songs like Estonia, which is rubbish, Cyprus, which is rubbish, Estonia, which is just bland, and most of all, Russia, really, because it's just, it's so crass and two-faced. And I've already gone about that in the Show All Right podcast. Do I think that will be the top 10? No. Songs that I am starting to kind of go, over. Now, I will explain at this point that I've tried really hard not to look at too much rehearsal coverage. I've looked at photos, I've seen some small snippets from the rehearsals, but I've tried not, because I think one of the things I like about Eurovision is the surprise. And I've seen a few dresses, I've seen a few tricks, I don't want to see any more. Montenegro, it's mad as a box of frogs. It'll qualify. I think it will appeal to the generation who are stuck to their smartphones. Those kind of under 25s, teenagers, rebellious. They'll want to vote for this. Denmark, definitely qualify. Netherlands, I think, again, will appeal, but to maybe a slightly older demographic. And the fact that she's quite well known in certain parts of Europe, I think she will get the votes. Now, Serbia, I think, is on a knife edge, unfortunately. The whole thing about this song is it worked because we have the angel and the devil and the girl in the middle. They've now changed their outfits to look like kind of extras from Christina Aguilera's Candyman video. They look like sluts. I mean, they kind of look like sluts in the first place, but they look even, it doesn't work. They look like three girls nagging, teeter-tottering around. It doesn't work. The song will be lost. It's a really good song, but the performance will be lost. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not going to qualify. I think it might just do by the skin of its teeth, but it's on a knife edge. Same with Slovenia. Reports that I've heard about her in rehearsal have been, she's out of tune. I can't actually say that She is, but it is a difficult song. There's a lot of movement involved. If she goes overboard on one, she'll lose the other. So I think that kind of is on a knife edge. Croatia. I love Croatia. And actually, I think this will qualify. Mainly because this semi-final is full of women. There aren't that many men. And I think the men have got a really good chance of qualifying. And especially Croatia, because it's a band of men. And I think it'll sound nice. And it'll sound professional, Serbia. Lithuania. Pardon me. I really want this to qualify, but do you know what? I don't think it is. I've seen pictures of it. He's not on his top hat and he's just standing there. It looks a bit amateurish. I'm really on the knife edge with this one because I'd love it to qualify because I love the song, but I don't think it'll get the votes. Ireland, he sounds quite good. He looks a bit lost on stage. I think he will get through because it is an up-tempo number. And also he's got some naked topless men. Ukraine. Oh God, Ukraine. Right. This will qualify. But I'm telling you now, it bloody well shouldn't. They've got this man bringing her on just because he's a bit big. And like she goes on this little platform and she like stands there in her, world of leather dress. She can't move. Her boobs are probably gonna kind of pop out. She puts her arms too high. And she looks like she's gonna fall over. It's a mess. I knew when they rewrote this song, it was gonna go fall flat on its face, and I think it has done. It will qualify. She'll be bloody brilliant, but the whole performance, the whole look of it won't work. Sneaking in there at the bottom is Belgium. Now, again, I think it looks a bit amateurish on stage. She just stands there and sings. He looks a bit bored. He can't really smile. His accent goes a bit every so often. At least he's not straining for the notes like he was in the national final. Now, what about those songs that haven't qualified? Well, Moldova, no, I'm not really sure. Cyprus, not a cat in hell's chance. Austria, she sings really well, but she doesn't perform well. And she looks a bit kind of, she doesn't show the power and the feelings of the song. Belarus, it's too Eurovision by numbers, dot to dot. It feels wrong. Estonia, go and have a cup of tea time. Russia will probably qualify, probably in place of Lithuania, but it shouldn't, because it is pants. That semi-final kind of done with. We'll talk about the draw at the very end. Right. Let's have a song.
Ik wou dat je hart een kast was met een deurtje en dat ik kon kijken in het interieurtje. Dan moest je oprecht zijn. Goed of slecht, maar echt zijn. En dan zei je al gauw, als ik vroeg, ben je trouw? Een beetje, verliefd is iedereen, wel is dat weet je. Je wilt verstandig zijn, maar dat vergeet je. Zodra je naar wat amor fluistert, luistert, dan weet je. Dat wordt weer net zoiets als Faust en Greetje. Met rendezvous'tjes in een klein cafeetje en slenteren in de maneschijn met rozengeur en kussen bij het afscheid aan de deur. De nacht is blauw, je fluistert mond aan mond, ik zweer je eeuwig trouw. Een beetje, verliefd was je wel meer, meneer, dat weet je. Je hart kwam wel eens meer op een ideetje. Dat speet je maar, ach weet je, soms vergeet je wel een beetje gauw je eetje van trouw. Maar toch ben ik blij dat mijn hart ook geen deur heeft, want je weet nooit wat daar in het interieur leeft. Wel wil ik beloven, als we ons verloven, en je vraagt, ben je trouw? Zeg ik nooit tegen jou. Met rozengeur en kussen bij het afscheid aan de deur. De nacht is blauw, je fluistert mond aan mond, ik zweer je eeuwig trouw. Een beetje verliefd was je wel meer, meneer, dat weet je. Je hart kwam wel eens meer op een ideetje. Dat speet je maar, ach weet je, soms vergeet je wel een beetje gauw je eetje.
Ah, Miss Teddy Shulton there with Mbecha, a little bit. That won the Eurovision Song Contest for the Netherlands in 1959. And that was the answer to the Jingly Bow competition, because the 1959 Eurovision Song Contest was held at the Palais de Festival in Cannes. Yes, so that was the answer we were looking for. No one got it right. Oh, can't remember what the prize was for that one. I will enjoy the prize, because obviously I'll have to look after it till next time. Right, let's carry on with our look at Eurovision. So we've kind of looked at semi-final one, which is nice and easy. Semi-final two. Yes, well, let's go through the running order. 17 in this one, so there's one extra. So we start with Latvia, San Marino, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Azerbaijan, Finland, Malta, Bulgaria, Iceland, Greece, Israel, Armenia, Hungary, Norway, Albania, Georgia, Switzerland, and last but not least, Romania. Now, I've taken the results from Shite or Alright, and we have a small problem. We have a clear top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then we have 5 countries on 5 points. So basically we have to choose, or I have to choose, 3 of the last 5. So let's go through the definite qualifiers as stands from the Virgils van Holland jury. At the top there is Norway, followed by Latvia, Armenia, Greece, Switzerland, Hungary and Iceland. And then on 5 points we have, in alphabetical order, we have Albania, Finland, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Romania, and San Marino. Now, let's just go through the definite qualifiers first. Norway, I think, is a given. I think it stands out too much, and I think it's quite ballsy, really. Latvia, oh God. Much love to the husband, but it's good, but it's not right, as Roy Walker would say. If it does, it'll be because it's on first and it's a load of fun and people remember it. It won't be qualifying because it's the best song. Let's put it like that. Then we have Armenia. From what I've heard of Armenia, it's not working. it's just like a second-rate band on stage. Apparently, the singer is a bit out of tune. Switzerland. I've heard bad things about Switzerland as well. About it's amateurish. It doesn't look good. There's no energy. Oh, it's not sounding good. Hungary. Do you know what? I've heard conflicting things about Hungary as well, about that it just looks a bit boring. However, they do have the lovely, pardon me, animation in the background, which I do love. And Iceland, well, Iceland is my favourite song. And I actually have heard lots of things. Apparently, there's like a lighthouse in the background. So it's almost like RUV listened to me and said, have the animation. So they kind of listened to me there. So out of the next five, three of them are going to qualify. Albania, Finland, Fyrom, Romania and San Marino. Right, I'm going to stick my neck out here. And I'm going to say that although I don't like the song, I think Finland will go through. It's fun, it's catchy, it's kitsch, it's OTT, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. And there's not much of that. There's no real kind of, well, I'll come to one in a minute. There's no real kind of joke entries. Although there's not a joke, kind of like in the Rodolfo Cigliquattro sense. It is jokey. So I think Finland will qualify. Albania? I don't think so. I think it's too out there. It is a good song, and I think it does stand out. I mean, it depends whether the rock audience will vote for it throughout Europe. If so, it might get through there. But I don't think so. San Marino is a definite. It will qualify. By God, it'll qualify. If it doesn't qualify, I will just shoot all the other contestants and I'll make it qualify. And also, I just want San Marino to get through. I just want little plucky San Marino to get through. Maybe then Andorra might come back because they go, they're smaller than us. They got through. We're giants compared to them. We'll come back. And then so will Luxembourg and so will Liechtenstein. And yeah. And it is a bloody good song and she's good. And I think people have forgiven her for Facebook. Although I bloody love that song. So I think it'll be nice for her to come back and do it properly. So we're down to the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia and Romania. Two kind of mishmashy entries, really. If Fyrom were to get through the semi-final, I think they will do well because Esme is well known in the Balkans and will get that extra kind of rump of votes. But I don't think they will. I think it will confuse people. I think it'll look odd. It's not a duet. It looks weird. It sounds weird. I don't think it's going to work. I think the madness of Romania. And I kind of called Finland a jokey entry. This has become a bit of a jokey entry. César is very passionate and very kind of about what he does and he loves it. But it does come off as absolute high campery. And apparently there's like a big sheet and it like does stuff. And there's dancers dancing on throwing each other up in the air. It's all a bit mad. And it is closing the semi-final. And I think people will be visually and auditory assaulted that they'll just vote for him in submission. So I think that means Albania and Fyrom are going to miss out, as are the other five songs who didn't get enough votes, which are Azerbaijan, Malta, Israel, Georgia and Bulgaria. Do I think that top 10 is going to appear? No way, Jose. Azerbaijan will qualify. It shouldn't, because it's rubbish. They've got this man-in-a-box business. Oh, it's like, you know, It's just so predictable. Are Azerbaijan ever going to just bring on a song and somebody just sing it? You've always got to have some kind of shtick, whether it's the, you know, the devil and the angel, or whether it's pyros and stuff. I'm fed up. Malta, definitely not. It's too amateurish. Israel, it's a good song. She's got that dress on again. The thing is she's a big girl, okay? And that dress does nothing for her. One big girl to another big girl, she should have worn something else. Georgia, however, that will definitely qualify. Unless they both lose their voices and everybody buys two radios. That's an in-joke, by the way. I think Latvia will be replaced by Azerbaijan, and I think possibly Hungary or Switzerland will be replaced by Georgia. I think either Hungary or Switzerland will qualify. I don't think both of them will, which is a shame because I quite like Hungary. I'm not so hot on Switzerland now. It would be nice to get some kind of language songs in. So there's our top 10. Right, guess what? Time for another song.
I know it's
Indeed, Linda Martin. Why you? Why you indeed? So that was Linda Martin, Why Me, the singer of that song, the writer of that song even, was Johnny Logan. And that, of course, was the last time we were in Malmö. Island One. Oh, is that going to happen this year? People are saying, last time we were in Sweden, what happened? Denmark won. Is that going to happen? Possibly more likely to. Now, I'm not going to have a look at the final. I am going to do a finals podcast in a week. So this time next week, Friday evening, I'll do a quick podcast going through all the songs that are qualified and adding those bits in from the big five, and seeing how we think they're going to go on. Of course, there's a kind of big six, really, isn't it? And out of the big six, Sweden is way ahead in the lead, with France, and then Italy and UK on 5, Germany and Spain on 4. Is it going to be like that on the night? Well, I think Sweden are going to do very well. I think France will do well. I think Germany will do well. The others, meh. Let's have a look at the draw. Now, the reason I want to have a look at the draw is because for those of you who are not Eurovisionistas, if that's a word, basically what happened in the past was that they put all the countries in like a big hat, like the national lottery, and they pulled out the names, and number one is, oh, look, it's Yugoslavia. Oh, number two, it's Ireland. Number three, it's the United Kingdom. Number four, oh, Sweden. That's how they do it. And the same would happen for the semi-finals. So they would be kind of siphoned off into pots so that countries that always vote for them don't get to vote for each other. So it's a bit fairer. This year, SVT and EBU kind of decided, actually, that the draw is random, given. We like it random because it means it's fair. We haven't put a rubbish song next to a good song so that the good song qualifies, kind of thing. And if we have three good songs in a row, well, that's just what happens. They've kind of taken it into their own hands and said, actually, this is, yes, it is a song contest, but it's also an entertainment show. Okay? Almost in the fact that, you know, when they have X Factor, or actually the best version, the best example of this is Britain's Got Talent. In the fact that they always put, well, they do in Britain's Got Talent anyway. I'm not saying this has happened in Eurovision. But basically, the best act always goes on last and always qualifies. And that's because people watch the beginning and they go, oh, so-and-so who's the sword eater, or so-and-so who's the really good pianist is on at the end. So we've got to watch all the trite acts in between so that we actually watch blokey bloke at the end. What they did is they siphoned off the two semi-finals, and then they were given either the top half of a semi-final or the bottom half of a semi-final. And then basically SVT arranged the songs. So once all the songs had been handed in, they basically decided a running order that would A, show off all the songs, that would B, try and space out songs so that you didn't get five fast ones and a slow one. Also, so that you didn't get, you know, I'm just trying, like a man, woman, man kind of thing. They've tried to kind of even everything out so that each song gets to shine. And I can see that. I think actually they've come up with two very good semi-finals, and I think they actually do work. I do remember ESC Today did do like a competition to find out that before we knew what the semi-finals were, they asked people to email in what they thought the semi-final was going to be. And actually, I got a few of them right. However, I would have started with Slovenia. That's possibly where I might have put that. And I possibly would have put Montenegro somewhere near the end, just because in that kind of Britain's Got Talent way, it's the weird one at the end. What it will be like in the sem from the semi-finals to the finals, I'll be very, very interested. Now, the only position we do know is that of Sweden. Basically, they didn't want SVT going, "Oh, look, we'll just put it out last," because they thought that might be favouritism. They gave that one a draw, and it's come out 16th, which is not a bad place to go. I think basically the producers are going to see what qualifies, and then the finalists will be drawing their numbers at some point, and then the others will be kind of put around them. I think it could be very interesting. What will be doubly interesting is whoever wins, will their national broadcaster do the same thing? I would guess that if it's going to be a Norway or a Denmark or someone like that, they might do the same. If it's not, if it ends up being, I don't know, somebody like a Georgia or a Romania, then I could see them deciding not to do that. It'd be quite interesting to see. So the SVT kind of run around has kind of made it a little bit more interesting, made it a bit little less random, which has its good points and its bad points. But I think has certainly made it a bit more intriguing for the fans. Right. Well, this time next week we will know who the finalists are. We will know the running order. And we will be a couple of steps closer to working out who will win Eurovision 2013. And we will then work out how bloody wrong we were, which is usually what happens. It's a really open year this year. Last year, I did joke at the beginning that we all knew Lorraine was going to win, but we kind of did. Yeah, this could be a really interesting year. Who knows? Who see? Right. Okay. So, if you like the podcast, please like us. Follow us on Twitter, DVV Holland, Facebook, /DVV Holland. Or you can find us on the blog, devirgelsvanholland.blogspot.co.uk. Tell your friends, and if you don't like Eurovision, maybe I've made you like Eurovision a bit more. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so it literally will be almost between now and then. We'll be all having a happy Eurovision. That is if San Marino and Montenegro qualify, fingers crossed. So between now and then, we'll finish off with a little bit of Eurogroves, and between now and then, happy Eurovision! Woo!